Hello, everybody. This is the 39-Minute Podcast with your host, Abby and David. Do you remember what day it is? You know what you guys are going to witness? We haven't said all day, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. I know.
That was not scripted. She went to work. And I was at the gym working out, and I was like, mother of,
so
we
I
forgot to actually say happy anniversary.
Literally,
ridiculous.
So I did remember, however, I
you didn't say it.
Okay, well,
didn't
this
feel
is
it
how
this
I
morning?
Remembered. we
she
did,
wasn't, she
we
wasn't
did
feeling
see each other this morning,
we
but
did.
It was a little chaotic because Max was running late, and I decided I would drive him to school, and I was trying to get myself ready for the entire day and food and whatever.
They say romance is dead.
And when I was seeing an acupuncture client earlier, I opened up my calendar to rebook her, and I was like, oh,
look
today's
at the
28th. I was like, oh, my goodness.
I feel like something important.
And I go, oh, today's our anniversary. And then I forgot to say something to you.
Yeah,
and I think
you
we spoke on the phone.
I thought about it like three times. And then
my mom texted us.
Right.
And then we still forgot.
I don't want to say it through text. So we just saw each other for the first real time today.
I mean, we've been together for like 45 minutes right now.
Right.
And we haven't said it.
Yeah. There was like a mood when I walked into work. I wasn't ready to say it. There was like a shirt mood situation happening.
Oh my God. I've been at work all day and I'm working on something. And then he's such a Leo. He busts in with like a, if you've ever seen David enter a room, it's like a tidal wave. It's like he enters.
Hurricane.
I used to say that back when we first started dating, okay, and we were at our acupuncture school and I was a student in the student clinic, and David was a supervisor. You weren't my supervisor. Get over yourself. And my thing was, I always knew when he opened a door down the hallway. Like, they had these long hallways, and I could literally feel the energy of him opening the door of a treatment
it's
room.
It's power. Raw power.
Yeah. And so he busts in today, and then he's like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I literally just asked you a question about a shirt. And you were like, why are you in such a bad mood?
That's not how I said it.
No. Oh, my God. It was totally. And I was like, I'm literally just working on shirts here,
so,
bro.
I said in my post that we're really good at working together, even though we're married. And maybe it's not true. Maybe it's not. Are we?
I mean,
a lot of people say they couldn't do what we do.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess
no,
we're
people
pretty
say
good.
It all the time. I mean, it's not perfect.
No. There's times it's.
It's annoying.
I'm just going to tell you that it's not living the dream.
No, there's times when it totally sucks, and
yeah,
I wish
like
I worked with somebody
an
else.
Yeah. I'm not your boss. We're never his boss. We don't have bosses.
Oh, my God.
It was a joke.
Please.
Well, we did our anniversary on Saturday. Like,
we did.
We got. I organized to have the kids both leave the house.
We had a staycation date.
Yeah, we had a staycation date. So I had both kids organized to go two different places that night. I bought special food. I was going to prepare dinner. I really wanted to pull it off as a surprise, but I was so worried. She's so much more our social calendar person that I was going to do everything in there and you were going to be like, we're booked to do blankety blank. And I'd be like, oh, God. So I had to tell her ahead of time.
I mean, you do need a manager for our social calendar. It is very busy.
It's hard. Our social calendar?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in non-sports
season. We actually
season.
Should have an outside person do
we
it.
We probably should outsource that. Yeah. But I still was worried. Because you'll be like, oh, remember that thing we already had booked that day? And I'm
no, okay.
Like,
so
literally
you did a good
no.
job on that. We just sucked at wishing each other actual. It's
yeah.
anniversary.
We had a great night. It was
I
nice.
I was just
we
talking
had...
about this the other day. Like, one of our kids, and I'm 99.9% sure it was Olivia, when she was younger, she could not grasp the concept of somebody's birthday versus their birthday party. And it was like, it...
You were like,
their
birthday
things.
Party's this Saturday.
And
she'd
be
like,
oh,
that's her
birthday?
Birthday?
Or they'll be like, she'd be like, when is Maddie's birthday? And I'll be like, you know, whatever. And she's like, and then to ask something about the party. And I'm like, well, that's not when her birthday party is. It used to drive me crazy. It's like one of those stupid things as a parent, you know, that like you just can't let go. Well, that was one of them.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think
so
she's finally got it down. She figured it out.
She's almost
20.
I hope
be
so.
20. Yeah, so it's our 13th year of marriage. We've been together for
17,
you know, but that's the way the world works. But here we are, 13. I think it's like, we'll have to be really old to be together 50 years. All right, well, that's not what we're here to talk about. What are we here to talk about? I think I just forgot.
Avoidance.
One of the things I think we do well, and I do make it the heart of a lot of my posting on social media, because quite frankly, it's one of the most important things we do, is helping clients with the emotional barriers they have to having success. I feel like if people really want to make the changes, for the most part, they work with us. You come into the program, you do the workouts, you're going to get strong, you're going to get cardio, you're going to get core, you're going to learn about nutrition, hopefully you're going to take action on nutrition. And if you don't work with us, like, you should go find a gym that takes care of all those things for you. But a lot of what I like to deal with, and what I think we're really good at, is understanding what makes our clients tick, understanding the emotions behind it, and helping them get this stuff square. And I know this because thousands and thousands of times people go, oh my God, I feel like you're in my head. Or I listened to that podcast and it was like exactly the advice I needed. And so hopefully that's what this episode is for you, because avoidance is something all of us do, right? So let's talk about, like, what kind of avoidances are we talking about? The avoidance of, I've been out of workouts so long, I know I need to get in shape, but I'm terrified, so I'm just going to keep putting it off.
Or, like, I'm avoiding making that doctor's appointment because I don't want them to mention my weight.
Lecture me about my weight. Yeah.
Or I'm avoiding going to the dentist because I haven't flossed in 14 years.
But I do that one because, you know what? I don't skip the dentist because of the cleaning or the... I can't stand when the dental tech lectures you about flossing. It's like, lady, I'm not going to floss. Like, just...
Oh, last time I went to a new dentist, I sat down and I said... He's actually, like, a friend of mine. I sat down and I said, I don't floss. I'm 40, whatever I was, 45. I don't only floss when I have crap in my teeth.
And I'm not going to.
So you can save your lecture.
Yeah.
That's, and he was like, okay.
I think I said that to one of the dental techs years ago.
I'm just not a good flosser.
No.
Or maybe you avoid, and I think, you know, I've definitely done this. Avoid, like, checking your bank account because you don't want to see where it is. Or your credit card statement because you spent too much on credit card bill, on gifts over Christmas.
Or, like, one people have with fitness, avoid talking to your partner about the fact that you need help getting to your workouts because it's going to mean the family making some sacrifices. Or you want to pay for a program that's more expensive than a gym and you have to have this hard conversation. Like, a lot of people put that off because it's uncomfortable. So just kick it down the curve, you know.
Or maybe you're worried about your partner's health. Maybe you're the one who wants to get your partner to...
Mm-hmm.
Do better on their health.
And yeah,
so like avoid. Basically avoiding tough conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. What do we have to say about that? Well, you want to keep giving options? Well, people know what things they're avoiding, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It could be small, it could be big, right? It could be something as small as like opening your mail. I've never been somebody who likes to open mail.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be something bigger like joining a gym or starting a fitness routine or avoiding... like I have a lovely friend who, you know, just sells herself short and says she can't cook anything. And, you know, and it's like intimidation of trying new things in the kitchen.
That's a good one, because a lot of what we require people to do is things that they have never done or didn't do for a long time. And they've convinced themselves. One of the hardest things about being an adult is we've written a script of what's true. And like, man, it's hard to undo those scripts. Like,
yeah, you say like what
I'm not a good cook.
Right.
Well, can you boil water and like put some veggies in a pan with some butter and saute it till it looks clear? Like,
Not everybody can go on.
I feel like you can. You have a master's degree and you're highly successful. I feel like you can. But yeah, we avoid because we don't want to deal with. We don't want to put the work in. We don't want to confront our shortcomings. We don't want to confront the places where we're phoning it in. All those.
Sometimes it's like a gut check, right? Like sometimes we avoid things that are hard because it's you know, it's a gut check. It's like you have to admit, like, really, like, where you are in life. Some people have a hard time, like they'll avoid looking for a new job or go back to school or do a career change or something like that, even though, like, the end result would be something deeply satisfactory. They would get deep satisfaction. Yeah, like, many times when we avoid the things, we're avoiding something that's going to create such wonderful things in our lives.
Well, it brings out, right? one of my favorite phrases. Wasn't it from Ty Sophia? Phrases, not phrases. It was waiting is suffering. Wasn't that a Ty Sophia phrase? That
sounds familiar.
Waiting is suffering. Like, if you're avoiding, one of the ways to, because we'll talk about solutions here. One of the ways to bust yourself is go, I'm choosing suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
It's like the old fable, what's the best day to plant a tree? Today. Right. What's the second best time? 20 years ago. Right. I'm sorry. No, I had that backwards. What's the best day to plant a tree? 20 years ago.
Right.
What's the second best day today?
Right.
Like, avoidance is continuing to suffer on purpose.
Yeah,
when, like, you've identified what needs to change. I mean, look, we're all, yeah.
Yeah, like our oldest, she was in college. Like, she's like, you know, a couple weeks ago was like really having a lot of anxiety around the fact that she feels like she's already, like, super behind because she's been putting off taking her favorite subject, which is math. And that has prevented her from taking, like, a class that the rest of her cohort is taking because she needs math and then also chemistry. And so, you know, and I'm like, well, there's, like, literally nothing you can do about
the fact
that you haven't done it yet.
It's not going to go away.
Like, it's not, you can't go back 2 years, you know, a year and a half and take it again. Like, it's just not, it just can't happen. Mm-hmm. So the only thing you can do is, you know, register and commit and take it now, which is what she's doing. But you can't go back and say, man, I really wish I would have. And, you know, I want to say one really big thing about avoidance is it's not always about starting something. Right? It's like sometimes it's about continuing something. Like, you feel really embarrassed that you haven't been to the gym in 3 months. And, like, do you not come because you've been embarrassed? I've had people say that to me a lot. Or even, like, acupuncture clients be like, oh, my God, I've been wanting to come back in, but I'm so embarrassed I, like, never followed up. And it's like, get over that.
Yeah,
like,
girlfriend, that's
life,
man.
Yeah, that's just life. Like, life gets in the way. Like, you get busy, you get sick, whatever. Whatever the case is, like, shit happens. And the best thing you can do is say, forget all that and just, you know, start.
You want to read what you.
Yeah. So, like, you know, when we were talking about doing this, I did two things. One is consult ChatGPT.
What did he have to say?
Which to me is, like, so funny, so but weird. Like, somebody, one of my clients mentioned this, that she uses it for a lot of things. And since then, I've been using it for more things, and it actually, like, can be extraordinarily helpful in some ways.
It was wild the way you whip that thing out.
I mean,
searched it up.
So,
like,
in this very technical, research-based quote, I said, summarize while people avoid hard things, okay? So, I mean, basically, you know, and this is not rocket science. Like, we avoid things because of fear, discomfort, or uncertainty, right? Like, we don't want to fail things. We don't want rejection. We don't want judgment. And it also takes a lot of emotional, physical effort. Like, I think, and we covered all of that. Like, that is, we're wired to do things that make us feel safe, you know, except, like, people who are, like, crazy adrenaline junkies. But, like, in general, we crave comfort and safety. You can see this in kids, right? They like routine. They like to know what's coming. They like things that make you feel comfortable. And it takes effort to push us out of our comfort zone. So that makes it's like not doing the hard thing is easier on our brain. It takes less effort, even though we know that so often the end result is positive. I mean, I admittedly put off getting a mammogram for like 6 months this year. And it just was weighing on me. I literally started losing sleep over it. And I would think about it in the middle of the night. And I would wake up every day and be like, just call and make the freaking appointment. It was for no other reason than I never thought about it during the hours in which I could make the appointment. Anyway, finally when I did it and I went and I felt so much better, you know? And it's like, so sometimes it's a deliberate avoidance, and sometimes it's like we're just not prioritizing when to get it done avoidance.
Those of you who've gone from not working out, especially if it's been years, decades, or ever, to working out, some things just popped up in my head. One is how much effort it takes. That's a huge accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge accomplishment. Adding a new behavior in an adult's life to a full plate is a massive success story. And if you haven't ripped the Band-Aid off and you haven't done that, the one thing I'll say to you, and I say it a lot in posts, something along the lines of, you're 3 workouts away from feeling comfortable in that workout. You're 3 weeks away from being conditioned enough to keep up with most people in the class. And you're 3 months away from having like hardwired habits into your body. It's not nearly as bad as people think it's going to be. And I can't tell you how many times people at first go, oh my God, it's so hard on day one. And a couple days in, they're like, here's what happens. A couple days in, they start learning the lingo. Because learning a new class, it's like a language.
Yeah.
Like if you came to our program, you'd be like, God, there's so many words for things. What do all these words mean? That process of learning those words and getting it takes a couple classes for most people. Day one, where people can't possibly keep up and they've got little granny weights and they struggle, they're on the struggle bus. A couple weeks in, most people are perfectly fitting into class. And I'm talking very out of shape, deconditioned people who've never been in this shape before. It is nowhere near as far away as you think it is. And I hope that that's reassurance, because if I said to you it's going to take 6 months of really freaking hard work, that's daunting. It's not like that. And don't think we work with these like highly fit young people. That's not most of our clientele. So.
It's like when the what do they call it? Couch to 5K apps.
I love those kind of things.
You know, like those programs. It's like, yeah, people expect you to have no ability going in.
Yeah.
You know, like if I were to take like a cooking class, like even though like I know a lot of things, I'm going to enter it and they're going to assume I know nothing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're going to treat me like, okay, this is how you chop, this is how you boil water. And like, that's great. Like that's how, you know, and then as they get to know you, they would say, okay, like, I know you can do these things. Let's move forward. You know, my first question, you know, I just had a new person in class this morning, you know, and my first question is, tell me about what if you do any exercise and what you do. And she was somebody who rode the bike and walked. Okay, so I got a good idea. She does not lift any weights, and that gives me a good starting point. I didn't teach her how to ride the bike, but I did teach her a bunch of stuff using weights. So,
Yeah.
So how do you not avoid things?
How do you not avoid things?
Or do you still avoid things?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, I avoid nothing. I'm just kidding. I'm so damn successful in all walks of life.
Well, I could give you a list of things that you probably do avoid, but I want us to enjoy our anniversary.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not about selling your husband out.
I mean,
that would
be
enjoyable.
Too.
Oh yeah, of course.
I admit that I avoid things.
Yeah, you. I mean, I've seen people get through this a lot of ways. I mean, the worst way, but it works, is people get scared. I've seen people. I mean, one of the things that gets people through avoidance is they get scared.
Yeah, health scare.
Our client and now admin Meg has lost over 100 pounds because she had a triple stroke, and she'll write on posts all the time, don't try to die before you get motivated. And she friggin means it, because she literally almost died. Like, she had to go through all the rehab and the slurred speech and the side of her body that didn't work as well, and like she'll say it over and over again to everybody. Please don't wait until you have like a massive medical crisis to make you really wish you just worked out. So there's that. I don't know. For me, when I want to get motivated around fitness, because you think, well, you're going to gym, it's you. Give me a break. And 15 years of me doing kettlebells, there's times I don't want to. I get excited, and I don't always know how I do this. A lot of times it's listening to a podcast that jives with me. Like Peter Attia has a couple ones where he interviews fitness professionals and they talk about stuff, and I just get really excited about upping my cardio or my strength or something, and then I just want to do it, and so I get back into it.
I think we talk about this all the time, having that accountability person, right? Having a buddy to, like, you know, I think actually you said the other night, like, I want to get on the bike. I don't want to get on the bike. Yeah. I need, and I was like,
get on the bike.
Get your freaking ass on the bike.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, actually, I needed that, and I truly did not want to, and I went and did it, and I don't think there's ever been a workout that I or my clients has had where they've regretted it.
Yeah.
Like, that, that's
the piece. Totally, this isn't done that.
Doing yeah. something that's like a negative. So it's, well, why are you forcing yourself to do it when you don't want to? Because you'll feel better.
Yeah.
Because you'll be happier. You'll sleep better. You'll feel better. That's why.
I think also like practice. So if you like, you know, whenever you're doing a different behavior, like if you're practicing being somebody who doesn't avoid hard things, okay, practice it in all areas of your life. Like,
it's a skill like everything else.
Get on the phone and call the IRS. Like, get on the phone and, you know, do the things that you are avoiding doing.
Especially if you're Gen Z or younger.
Yeah.
They're terrified of the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just call,
but, like, you know, all those things. So if you practice being – it's sort of like if people who are chronically running late – you know, the best thing to do is to practice being an on-time person in all areas of your life. So, you know, if you are practicing being somebody who doesn't avoid things, then don't avoid little things. Even when you start to hear that voice that says, I'll do it later, right? Like, say, no, I'm practicing. It's kind of like when you practice being, like, zen or calm, right? Like,
when did I do that?
You sometimes do that.
Well, I suck at that.
and I, like, I, you know, I, the biggest thing.
It's a bad example. Oh, you mean driving when
driving.
I drive? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
how calm I am when I drive. Yeah.
And so
now I know what you're talking about. Hi, David. Nice to meet you. What are you talking about?
The best thing you can do is to practice it all across the board. So if you practice being zen while you drive,
I'm gonna do that starting tomorrow.
By the way, we haven't updated the people about our driving app, which we have another, like,
I am so
20
sick.
Days,
I was
I
actually
think.
Talking about that app on the way here.
I
like,
have, like,
I think we
days.
Have a month.
I don't remember.
I can't
but,
stand it.
Anyway,
Tesla
so I would say practice being somebody who faces things head on, does not avoid. Okay, that's like an all across the board.
I don't know where. There was a book. I tried to read it. Actually, full disclosure, I found it really boring. But it was that Mel Robbins book. What's it called?
Oh, yeah, the 5 second
rule. 5 second rule. Primarily because it needed to be one page. It's kind of like when you have a meeting and it actually
it
just could have been
an email.
It's real hard. Count back from 5 to 0 and go. It didn't need to be a book, in my opinion, but.
It's a concept.
Point taken. Like, where do our clients run into this? Our evening clients run into this a lot. Our clients ran into this a lot this month. We just came out of like a 1 month long Arctic blast, which, by the way, I loved it. We had snow on the ground for a month. Awesome. Cold as crap. I love it. But most of the world doesn't. We noticed a lot of times, especially our morning classes, dipped like crazy because it was like 8 degrees outside. And so people avoid it. Well, what do you do? You count from 5 to 1, and you just freaking go. The art of counting is getting yourself out of your logical brain and getting into a peaceful state, and then just you go, I'm going to get up and throw my damn workout clothes on and drive the car. I'm not thinking about it. It's what I did the other day when Abby goes, get on the bike.
Yeah.
Like okay. She knew that I had said all day I wanted to get cardio in that day. I'm working on burning fat right now. I'm in the middle of a cut. It's important to me to get movement every day. It just makes the cut easier. I like the bike. That's why I bought that thing. It's called an assault bike. Love it. It's awful. And she, so I didn't do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, but I did Abby basically being like, go. And I went before.
I basically made you my bitch.
Whoa. Hello. All right. Well, sure.
I was like, go.
Okay.
Get on.
I didn't know. Yes. It was a real S&M kind of get on the bike kind of moment. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we had a client a couple weeks ago who's like, tell me I need to go, you know, drive over there.
Yeah, who was that? That was hilarious. Yeah, I remember that conversation. Right, tell me I need to go. We're like, then freaking go.
Yeah, I was
and
like,
her
just
conversation
drive
there. Was hilarious. Yeah. We were at a wrestling meet all day, and she's like texting us. And she's like, I just went. I got here.
Well, then she's
and
like, I'm
happy
sitting,
about it.
I'm sitting
in the car.
Should I get out? I'm like, get out.
Yeah, we'll do that for you, by the way. If you're a client of ours, we'll harass the crap out of you and tell you to go. Anyway, so.
But anytime you can stop overthinking.
Yeah.
The action,
your brain just being a little, your brain just being a little bitch. Like, don't let it. Like, shut up. Like, oh, it's cold out. Well, guess what? It'll be cold out if you're sitting home. You're still allowed to like sit and drink coffee and read a book. Like, you can go to your workout and come back and do that. Like, but just get the damn workout in. So,
and sometimes it's the art of starting something, right? So that's speaking to like people who are already clients who are already in a program. But sometimes it's like. Making the phone call and plug it in. You know, or like I said, like getting on a, find a recipe that you want to do or whatever the case is, but just don't let that thing like, don't let it be 10 years from now because you've avoided doing something. We see so many women, especially in their 50s, 60s, 70s, who
just wish they hadn't avoided
doing something.
It's the regret. It's the I wish I planted a year the tree 20 years ago people. Yeah. So many clients in their 50s for particularly, and I think it's the empty nest syndrome. Their kids left and they finally realize they finally do something and they all say, I wish to God I had done this before. Yeah. They thought in the weeds with their children raising their kids they couldn't do it, and then their kids left and they're like, why did I wait until now? So if you're in the 50s already and that's already happened, then do it now. And if you're 30s, 40s and you think you can't do it, then do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Another piece that's a great way to push through avoidance is having a large goal and excitement of something down the road. We've seen clients, we've talked about this with other people, clients who want to go hike a chunk of this trail in Spain, Portugal, whatever, you know,
El Camino.
El Camino. Clients who want to prepare for a race, clients who want to look great for an event, like having a emotional thing, a carrot held out in the future will often help you push through the avoidance behavior. Because avoidance is just, it's our little scared brain that doesn't want to do something new and is thinking about all the negative sides of it and it's missing all the awesome sides of it. Meg wishes before her triple stroke, she had motivated herself to do the workout because maybe her health markers come down and she never had that thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, we have a kid who struggles with anxiety, those of you who know us, and she, everything that she does that feels hard for her, like she avoids anything that's uncomfortable or that her brain perceives as a threat or discomfort. And as soon as she does something, she never regrets doing it.
No.
And like,
in fact, it's almost immediate, the release of tension.
Yeah. Like this weekend with one that we sent out of the house for date night. And David had arranged with our good friends who live two houses up the street from us who have two girls around her age, and she spends
all of her free time there if she can.
All of her free time there, and it's a second house to her, and they treat her like one of their own, and, you know,
she spent all day stressing
about going, mm-hmm. and we told her, like, just stay there till 10. You don't need to sleep over if you don't want to. Like, you can come home. We are 2 seconds away. And, I mean, she was having a panic attack before she left to go to this house that she goes to on the daily basis. But her brain was trying to tell her that, like, it's something that she should avoid. Anyway, she ended up going. She ended up staying over. She ended up, I think she came home at 1 o'clock the next day.
PM the next day.
And, you know, and she didn't regret it. And it felt super hard for her. And sometimes I think if we look to our kids or our grandkids or to those around us who do hard things, then our brains could really see that, like, people all around us are doing hard things.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's to be inspiring for other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are pushing through stuff. You in your own life, I guarantee you, push through stuff that felt really freaking hard before. And one of the ways to build success is to look at realms in your life where you were gutsy as hell, where you did take the plunge. Maybe it was getting a master's degree. Maybe it was making a move that felt scary. Maybe it was taking a job. Maybe it was a relationship. Like
having a hard conversation. Having that a hard, was free, ended up being freeing for you.
I guarantee you there's been places in your life where you've had to rip the Band-Aid off, do something that felt daunting. And I want you to look at that and see, how did you make that happen? And what qualities did you use to get through that? And what did you learn about yourself? And just reaffirm that you have more strength. I also want to say this. I thought about this earlier and I dropped it. If you are picking a gym and you've done the research and online, you truly believe it's a gym that's it's right for you. They train people in your age group. You believe the trainers from the outsides. Don't go watch. I basically banned new clients from coming to watch class. If they insist, I'll let them. But like, one of the easiest ways to kill me working with a new person is have them come watch class first. You're going to get intimidated and go, I can't do that. And like, bullcrap. Watching somebody do it, first of all, it's what Abby said before. A good program knows you're starting from the ground. They will take you from the ground. You're watching people who've been doing this thing and getting intimidated by what they're doing on day 90, year 5, year 8. 10. Like, the trainers aren't idiots. They do this for, you know, hundreds of new people a year. Put faith in them and rip the Band-Aid off and sign up for the first class and do not let yourself back out come hell or high water unless something truly emergency pops up. Because one thing you need to do is when you make that decision, there are no backouts. There's no, burn the bridge behind you and go, okay? And that just popped into my head because one of the pieces here is like a lot of people will make that first decision and then look for the way out on the way there because they just want to play it safe. And it doesn't help you.
We should leave them with a quote from one of your favorite movies.
Good Will Hunting?
No.
What?
We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, We Bought a Zoo. Oh, I do love that movie.
It only takes 5 seconds of courage.
I think it's 10 in that movie. Okay, whatever, however many in seconds.
10 seconds of courage.
Yeah, and like at the end.
Could totally change your life.
Yeah, at the end he shows how he met his wife and he was like walking past the storefront and there she was sitting looking all beautiful.
Yeah, he
oh my God, 10 seconds. And he like walks up, grabs the doorknob, walks up to her table and says something really awkward to her actually. But you know, nonetheless.
Yeah. So the thing you want to do, just 10 seconds of courage, countdown from 5, whatever works for you. Tell your lazy ass to get off and ride the bike. Whatever it takes to be somebody who takes, you know, things head on and does not avoid.
Yeah, it's time to stop playing small and like stretch yourself. If you're currently working out, are you avoiding burning fat? Are you avoiding using heavier weights? Are you avoiding coming, you know, enough times a week to get the results you want? If you're not working out, are you avoiding just going to a gym program at all? Are you convincing yourself you're too old? You're too banged up? You're too this or that? You're too busy? All the ways in which you're inhibiting yourself from being healthier, like it's time to challenge those things and do it. Okay.
All right.
That's it. That's all. Happy anniversary to us.
Yeah, say happy anniversary.
Yeah. Next year, maybe we will say it earlier than 3:30 in the afternoon. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Romance is dead. No, it's not. Bye.
See y'all next time.